Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Yud Tes and begin the third parak of Masechtas Becharis. Some of the topics we learned about include three possible definitions of Bechar. The Mishnah discusses two features of a Bechar. Bechar L'Leida, the Bechar must be the firstborn of all the mother's offspring, and Bechar L'Rechem, the Bechar must be the first to emerge naturally from the opening of the mother's womb. I think Mer considers Bechar L'Zcharim, the first male. The Machlik is regarding Bechar L'Dava Echad, whether an animal that has only one feature is considered a Bechar. The third parak begins with a machlokes in the case of a lekech behema min ha'akum ve'in yedeya im bichra im le'bichra. If a Jew bought an animal from a non-Jew, and he does not know whether the animal previously gave birth to its firstborn, whether its future offspring born in the Jew's possession are considered vada bichar or only a safik bichar. The machlokes regarding holchan acha ha'roiv. In the event of a safik, we follow the majority, even the kula, leniently. There are two types of roiv. Rubi de isekaman. We follow the majority that is before us, such as Beis Din issues their decision based on the majority of the judges present in the room, because the pasuk that refers to Beis Din states Acharam Lahatus. Rubi de lesekamon, we follow the majority that is not before us, such as Katnu Ketana. The Chum hold that a minor boy may perform the mitzvah of Yibum with a minor girl, and there is no concern that the boy might grow up to be a Saris who cannot father children, and is therefore Pater from Yibum. And if he is Pater from Yibum, he is forbidden to perform Yibum and marry her because of the Isser Eshesach. One is forbidden to marry his brother's widow in any situation other than Yibum. Rather, the Chum allow the Katan, the Ketana, to perform Yibum because Rev Ketan di Alma in Srisim, most minors in the world do not turn out to be a Saris.